This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Each dose of Berkeley Life delivers the bioactive nutrients found in nitrate-rich plant-based diets to enhance our body's production of nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule in our cardiovascular health, which was brought to prominence when it was awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1998. We all make nitric oxide in our bodies, but as we age, it starts to diminish naturally, requiring intervention through diet, lifestyle, or supplementation. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 5 ounces of spinach and can support energy levels, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve general circulation. It's the professional-grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients. This is only available from healthcare providers. To get your Berkeley Life professional supplements, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide levels safely and easily at home. That's drhoffmanstore.com. for Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Supplements. You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's a beautiful weekend. I hope you'll add to your weekend enjoyment by joining us for an hour or two for a dose of Intelligent Medicine. And you can call us. You can participate. 877-726-8255 is our number. And that is easy to remember because you can abbreviate it as 877-726-TALK. And we've added a new wrinkle to our call-in number, and it's a way of eliciting your questions, not just live during the program. We welcome them this hour and next, but even if you're indisposed, say you're driving or doing something, maybe you're preparing lunch or entertaining guests or, I don't know, doing whatever you do on a weekend, you can call in at 877-726-8255, and you can record your health questions. It'll prompt you to leave a question, and we'll eventually use your question on a future show. So that's a 24/7 call-in service that we make available to you, Intelligent Medicine listeners. So take advantage of that. It's been a busy morning. I woke up and did a little reading, then jumped into the bay and took a wonderful swim. And the water was clear and cool. And then it was really a busy sports morning because they had the Wimbledon championships, the women's final, which was a dramatic bout, and ultimately a loss for Serena Williams. She relinquished her crown to a new challenger. And then it was the Tour de France, something that I enjoy watching because I'm an inveterate cyclist. And it's just unimaginable feats of endurance. A 200-kilometer race, what, that's roughly 140 miles accomplished by those incredibly conditioned athletes. And just great to see them on the French countryside, going up and down hills and mountains, 6,000 feet of climbing and descents. Just an amazing, amazing event. And it goes on for days and days. They get an occasional day of rest during the 3 weeks or so of the Tour de France. But it just blows your mind what those guys can accomplish. 877-726-8255 is our number. And one of the big stories this week, and it's generated some controversy. Headline, this is from CNN, "A small glass of juice or soda a day is linked to increased risk of cancer, study finds." And, of course, the byline CNN invokes claims of fake news per El Presidente, who's branded CNN a purveyor of fake news. Well, is it fake health news? They say there's more bad news for fans of sugary drinks such as soda and even fruit juice. And I'm reading from the story here. A new study has linked drinking just a small glass of a sugary drink per day. You know, that little glass of orange juice that you enjoy with your breakfast. Even just a third of a typical can of soda has been linked to an 18% increase in overall cancer risk. And more ominously, a 22% increase in risk for breast cancer. Big study looked at more than 100,000 French adults, and it links consumption of sugary drinks to increased risk of some cancers. And you can imagine, you know, French folks, they emulate Americans in their dietary habits, but they generally eat a lot more healthily. And so you can imagine if you transpose these results to an American situation where Americans guzzle soda, it's much more ingrained in our culture, and drink tons of fruit juice, there would be a much more robust effect in terms of increasing cancer risk stateside than in France, where their consumption is relatively modest. The participants, who were on average 42 years old, filled out questionnaires. It was a dietary recall study, which, you know, you got to say sometimes it's a little bogus, because if you ask me, you know, what did you have last Tuesday? I can't quite tell you. And then if you ask me, well, what did I eat last year, well, last 5 years, last 10 years, I'm going to check some boxes, and I may exaggerate my virtue, or I may conceal some dietary facts, or just, you know, simply forget what I've been eating. The beverage industry countered, as you can imagine, because, hey, if a small glass of juice or soda per day is linked to increased risk of cancer, can litigation be far behind? I mean, imagine, you know, we got all these glyphosate lawsuits for Roundup causing cancer. Then we had the cigarette lawsuits, and everybody's running for cover because the lawyers are loaded for bear. They're getting ready for major tobacco style litigation against the soft drink industry. And of course, the folks in the soft drink industry for this story offered their statement. Danielle Smotkin, a spokeswoman for the American Beverage Association, issued this statement. It's important for people to know that all beverages, either with sugar or without, are safe to consume as part of a balanced diet. They're always talking about this balanced diet. So you can consume a little stuff that's cancer-causing as long as you, pretty much, you know, you got to exercise and follow a healthy lifestyle. And everything's okay, in moderation. That's their message. They say, quote, "That said, America's leading beverage companies are working together to support consumers' efforts to reduce the sugar they consume from our beverages by providing more choices with less sugar or zero sugar, smaller package sizes, and clear calorie information right up front." So they're saying, you know, let's get ahead of it. The risk mitigation department at Coke and Pepsi and all the major beverage purveyors, they're saying, well, you know, let's sell them water, or let's sell them zero sugar beverages as an alternative, or give them vitamin water. I mean, that's not going to kill them because there's no sugar in that. Just a bunch of vitamins and a little artificial flavoring. But there was a recent study that linked sugary beverage consumption to greater risk of premature death overall. So cancer, part of that spectrum, right? Even if you avoid sugary beverages and you go for the no-cal varieties sweetened with NutraSweet or sweetened with other things. A study published earlier this year found that drinking two or more of any kind of artificially sweetened drink a day was linked to an increased risk of clot-based strokes, heart attacks, and early death in women over 50. So you can't get away from it. You just what's left? Water. Yeah, remember that stuff? Water. Yeah, good old days. Turned on the tap, and you drank that stuff that was not flavored, not laden with additives, but just good old-fashioned H2O. But here's a problem with this study, because some allege that this is fake news, that this can't really reflect a true risk, a dramatic increase in cancer for somebody drinking a mere one-third of a typical can of soda. And so one of the problems with the study is that this is what's called an observational study. And an observational study means that there may be some unknown confounding factors. Correlation is not causation. By that I mean, do you know any people who consume no fruit juice or soda? Very few people. I would include myself in that group. Occasionally on a vacation, you know, I arrive late at a destination, I'm really hungry, I'm tired, I might order one diet soda just to have my taste buds perked up. Occasionally, maybe that'll be twice a year at most, but very few people are as scrupulous as I am, or perhaps as you are, and if you're listening to this program, maybe you are a health aficionado when you avoid diet sodas, you never have sugary soda, you're already aware that juice is kind of a calorie bomb. But that suggests that those people may be very, very cautious individuals indeed, and that other aspects of their lifestyle are very careful. Maybe they exercise more. Maybe they live in less polluted environments. Maybe they avoid other sources of environmental toxins, like Roundup on their lawns, that may increase the risk of cancer. But it kind of makes sense, because if you simply add sugar in any form to your diet, sugar by any other name, tastes as sweet, delivers as many calories, contributes to obesity, we know that obesity is a major driver of cancer. And so those added calories from concentrated fruit juice and or sugary beverages, yeah, sure, they're going to increase weight and thereby drive cancer. And so that's the plausible biological mechanism by which those added beverages contribute to cancer risk. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt, but we consume all too many of these concentrated sugary beverages, and even if they're laden with vitamin C, like that juice of fresh OJ in the morning, they still deliver a lot of calories. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll take your phone calls in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. 24-7 now, you can call that line and you can leave a question, as did one of our intrepid listeners, Leo. Let's hear from Leo.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm 59 years old, and I just received a CT calcium score of 429. I'm about 50 pounds overweight. I have an A1C at about 7-ish, and I am freaking out. Currently, my cardiologist is giving me the usual AMA guidelines, Lipitor, a baby aspirin a day, and I'm getting a nuclear stress test next week. What do you recommend? What should be an immediate dietary concern? What are the supplements I should take? And how do I lower the risk, essentially? Thank you very much.
Well, that's a great question, but, you know, that's like a typical visit to my office as people come with predicaments like that. Look, this is a good news, bad news scenario. The bad news is that you have a fair amount of coronary plaque, more than average for your age, it sounds like, because you sound relatively young. You are at risk for cardiovascular disease, but the good news is that you're overweight and you're diabetic because hemoglobin A1C is elevated to the point where you're way into the diabetic range. And you can drop your risk considerably by going on a very low-carb diet. That's what you mean, to banish the carbs, that, you know, what we were talking about earlier, the effects of a glass of juice or a little soft drink. Yeah, zero tolerance for those for you. And so the question is, you know, should you go on a statin drug? Well, one of the problems with statin drugs is they tend to increase the risk for type 2 diabetes. You are at risk, and if you should decide to not change your diet and not exercise and turn things around, you really are a good candidate for a statin because you need some protection. But if you want to go full court press on a diet modification and take supplements to help your blood sugar, like chromium, like berberine, like alpha-lipoic acid, more magnesium helps as well. You can also take kaolic aged garlic extract, which is excellent for reducing the progression of coronary calcium. Vitamin K2 is important. We might want to check your vitamin D as well because it plays a role in cardiovascular prevention. There you have the kernel of a program that can help fend off disaster. But I recommend that you work with a nutritionally oriented health professional to help guide you along that path because you know, it's a little hard to encapsulate all the advice you need in a quick radio consult. So there you have it, Leo. Thanks for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. According to a study, there's no added benefit for most drugs. We'll be right back to discuss that.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can call right now and you can pose a question. Anything in the realm of intelligent medicine, diet, supplements, exercise, nutrition, high-tech medicine. We cover all those beats here on this program. And if you follow the stock market, you had a good week because the stock market reached an all-time high. And do you know why the stock market soared this week? Not a lot of people do, but one of the major reasons that there was a new record in the Dow Jones Industrial Average is that there was a healthcare rally, and pharmaceutical stocks led the market into a new high. And so, you know, what's that all about? And so let's look at some of the reasons why pharmaceutical stocks soared this week. There was a court decision that to disclose drug prices in drug ads was unconstitutional. This is actually an effort by the Trump administration to put a lid on drug prices. And one of the ways to put a lid on drug prices, short of outright price controls, is to have a disclosure during those drug ads that you see about the price of a drug. And then consumers can vote with their consumer dollars as to whether to purchase these drugs. Even though these drugs are heavily subsidized by insurance companies, so you don't really see what the price of the drugs are, or by Medicare or by Medicaid, you don't have a lot of skin in the game. But incredibly, a court decided that it was a violation of the First Amendment, you know, freedom of speech, to have a disclosure about the price of a drug in a commercial where they drone on and on about all the horrible side effects of a drug. That they can talk about. But perish the thought that they should mention that this particular drug, with all its attendant side effects, costs $43,000 a year. And they say that this would create the unintended message that whatever drug they're advertising is not only dangerous, but it's super expensive. And that is what's called compelled speech. And so that's kind of the opposite of abridgment of speech, but it has something to do with the First Amendment. Is if you prevent somebody from saying something, that's a violation of the First Amendment. But if you compel somebody to say something that they don't want to say, that's also a violation of the First Amendment. So the court struck down this proposed measure to have disclosure of drug prices. And I think that that's a shame, because we really ought to know and understand the economics behind our choices of various medications, not just about efficacy, but also, you know, cost is a factor. It's a factor when we buy cars. If you want the safest car on the marketplace, and maybe that car is going to cost you $63,000, and you ought to know about that, and that's fully disclosed. But when it comes to drug prices, not very transparent. Also, another thing that buoyed the pharmaceutical industry this week was the inability to implement price controls on drugs. Again, the administration wants some form of price controls, so that, I mean, you could do this through various measures. You can allow more importation of foreign medications. you can deal with the way that Medicare and Medicaid purchase drugs. You can also deal with the way that wholesalers of drugs purchase drugs from pharmaceutical companies and then pass them on to pharmacies. There are a variety of ways to do that, but the pharmaceutical industry has been very successful in blocking any of these initiatives. And they claim that price controls are a form of socialism, that it's government control, and we ought to have hands off. And the argument is that it's very expensive to develop drugs. You have to go through an arduous process, safety testing, research. Many proposed drugs don't even reach the market, and then pharmaceutical companies lose billions of dollars because the drugs don't work, they're not safe, they're not approved by the FDA. And so we have to keep the pipeline going by subsidizing drugs with high prices. And what's weird is that you can get the very self-same drugs in other countries for about a quarter of the price, but we here in America pay a lot more. And the argument is that, well, if we charge the same as, say, they charge the National Health Service in England or in France, then the pharmaceutical industry wouldn't have the incentive to develop all these marvelous new drugs, all these breakthrough innovations that save lives and make our healthcare system the finest in the world, so they say. But here's an interesting article out of Germany. You may say, well, okay, this is about Germany and has nothing to do with the United States, but really pretty much the marketplace for drugs in Germany and the regulatory process is very similar to the way it works here. Headline, no evidence of added benefit of most new drugs entering German healthcare system. More than half of new drugs entering the German healthcare system have not been shown to add benefit. So say researchers in the BMJ, formerly called the British Medical Journal. They'd simply abbreviated it to the BMJ. They looked at 216 drugs entering the German marketplace following regulatory approval. They have a German equivalent of the FDA. It's called the EMA, the European Medicines Agency. And it's a Europe-wide agency that's equivalent to the FDA. And they approve drugs for use throughout Europe. So 216 drugs, yet only 54, that's 25%, were judged to have a considerable or major added benefit. In 35, that's 16%, the added benefit was either minor or could not be quantified. And for the remaining 125 drugs, 58%, the available evidence did not prove an added benefit over standard care in the approved patient population. So new drugs, and look, there's an economic impetus for that too, because old drugs go off patent, they become generics, they're cheaper, and so there's a constant effort to develop new drugs that stay on patent that cost more. And some of these drugs are breakthroughs, but they say here that only 25% were real breakthroughs. The rest were me too drugs or unnecessary drugs or drugs with marginal benefits. And they say the situation is particularly shocking in some specialties. For example, in psychiatry and neurology and diabetes, the added benefit was just 6%. That's for psychiatry and neurology. For diabetes, just 17% were an added benefit. So that means the vast majority of new drugs that are being added are not providing any advances over previous drugs. Yeah, there's an advance in terms of marketability, in terms of profitability. And when it comes to cancer, the drugs are particularly expensive. They can cost tens of thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars per year, and they extend life maybe a few weeks or months. They're not curative of cancer. They say an evaluation of cancer drugs approved by the EMA, that's the European version of the FDA, between 2009 and 2013, showed that most had been approved with no evidence of clinically meaningful benefit on patient-relevant outcomes. That means on survival and quality of life. And then several years later, little had changed. So they're saying that
the regulatory process is fast-tracking a lot of useless, expensive drugs into the marketplace. And so, yeah, you know, check your stock portfolio. It's going up. And I guess that's good, because then you'll be able to have more money to pay for all these expensive drugs. Or, you know, you'll pay it out in taxes, which then subsidize the distribution of all these drugs to the general populace. Or here's another solution. Just, how about this? Just take less drugs altogether. And this is something that I call deprescribing, and it's something that I endeavor to do whenever I see a patient. I take inventory of all the medications they're on, and I say, is this necessary? Is that necessary? Is this really making a difference? And an example of which was a patient who I saw a couple of weeks ago, and she was on a bunch of medications. She felt really horrible. I checked with her doctor, and she ended up in the hospital, and I spoke to her afterwards. And I said, how you doing? She says, well, I feel fine. They took me off all my medications, and now I feel fine. They had an opportunity in the hospital to figure it out. The one medication was taking her up. Another medication was taking her down. Another one was moving her sideways to the left. Another one was moving her sideways to the right. And all these medications clashed in something that we in medicine refer to as polypharmacy, which is highly dangerous. And can make patients feel extraordinarily lousy. So deprescribing is a real art, and it took a hospital stay for those doctors to piece it all together and decide that all the medications this lady was on were excessive. 877-726-8255 is our number. And when we return, we'll talk about an interesting study that suggests that dietary cholesterol may be precisely the right treatment for patients with multiple sclerosis. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, an actual practicing physician on the air, live, answering your questions. Take the opportunity to call 877-726-TALK this hour or next. And if you suffer from MS, multiple sclerosis, there are treatments available. They can slow the progression of the disease. There's no cure. The medications sometimes come with serious side effects, however. So, well, what if I were to tell you that if you're suffering from MS, reach for some cholesterol to help repair your damaged brain. Well, here's a study that suggests that dietary cholesterol promotes repair of demyelinated lesions in the adult brain. Wow. And this is something that I've noticed. It's kind of a paradox. I've noticed very high cholesterol in some of my MS patients. I have one MS patient. She's very successful. She's gotten off medication. She's total remission. She feels fine. She's following a diet very carefully, taking a lot of supplements that I put her on, using low-dose naltrexone. She's a real success, as are many of my patients. If we catch them early enough, we control the disease. And Dr. Terry Walls is an advocate of a high cholesterol diet, a paleo diet, but it also includes lots of organ meats, which happen to be very rich in cholesterol. For herself, she brought herself back from the brink of complete disability. She was wheelchair bound. She'd taken all the medications in the book. She's a physician. She has access to the best drugs. They didn't work for her, but she has achieved a very high degree of recovery and remission through dietary measures, supplements, exercise, and is a real role model for how you can cure MS with natural means. But I've noticed that some of my patients have very high cholesterol. This patient in particular had a cholesterol well over 300, and she worries about it. She worries about it in terms of her heart. Well, we checked her heart. Her heart's fine. She's doing great. But according to this article, a researcher noticed that cholesterol is often quite high in MS patients. And the theory is that maybe the body is churning out cholesterol. Because, by the way, cholesterol is mostly not coming from your diet. It's something that we make. The body makes cholesterol. And about 90% or more of the cholesterol in your bloodstream is manufactured. It's not coming from dietary sources. But that cholesterol may be an attempt to counterbalance some sort of inflammatory process that occurs in MS. And what they're saying here, and I'll try and use simple language because this is directly from the study abstract. They say supplemented cholesterol directly supports oligodendrocyte precursor proliferation and differentiation. The oligodendrocytes are a certain type of neurons in the brain, and restores the balance of growth factors, creating a permissive environment for repair. This leads to attenuated axon damage. The axons are the long, narrow parts of nerve fibers. Enhanced remyelination. The myelin is the insulation on nerves. And one of the theories about MS is that nerve transmission gets impaired because the myelin is damaged. It's really a demyelinating disease. But you get remyelination, and in many studies, improved motor learning. In other words, you hook up your nerves to your muscles, and you recover muscle function. And they say these findings emphasize the safety of dietary cholesterol in inflammatory diseases and point to a previously unrecognized role of cholesterol in promoting repair after demyelinating episodes. So very cool research paper. Dug it up. It's from 2017, but it's really explains a lot and suggests the relative safety of cholesterol, dietary cholesterol, to amp up the body's repair of demyelinated nerve tracts in the brain and spinal cord. All right, this item, and if you're suffering from frequent fatigue, and many conditions cause fatigue, and people are sometimes simply run down. It might be related to an illness or aging or burnout. NT factor from nutritional therapeutics works on the mitochondria, and it's been shown in clinical studies to reduce fatigue by almost half. It's available in ProPax, a complete vitamin and mineral formula with antioxidants and omega-3s, but many people want to keep their favorite multi and yet still harness the power of NT Factor alone. So this product, Healthy Aging, is the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. It provides you with a unique energy support of pure NT Factor and a potent delivery system. Now, I've been taking NT Factor for years. I won't go a day without it, literally. And now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So please note that even though they're no longer shipping NT Factor to Vitamin Shoppe, you can still find ProPacks and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. So coming up next hour, we're going to take a look at the nutritional outrage of the week. It's a real doozy, so please join us 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.